Hello and welcome to A Woman's Heart. I'm Lisa Granger and welcome to this special series on Christmas traditions. I would love to hear what some of your favorite traditions are, and if you want to listen to a previous series on people of the Nativity, go to my website or follow on your favorite podcast platform for those bonus episodes. I asked John Thompson, the music director at Walnut Hills Baptist Church and my choir director, to speak with me about the tradition of music. Welcome to A Woman's Heart, John Thompson. I am really thankful that you have joined us on the show today. Thanks so much.
Good to be here. I appreciate the invitation. It's good to see you from a different perspective other than sitting in the choir and singing on Sunday morning.
Yes.
It's good to see you from this perspective.
Yes. Well, from that comment, people may have deduced that we do already know one another. And it's always a special touch when I get to talk with people that I do know outside of just the podcasting world. And yes, I know you as the music director at church. So I get to sing in the choir with you and sing some solos and also just sing in the choir and the music productions. And so it's a lot of fun. But even though I already know you some, I would love for my audience to get to know you a little bit better. So tell us a little bit about yourself, John.
Well, I was raised in Jacksonville, Florida, the second of five children. My dad was an insurance broker. My mother was a nurse. So we were raised in Jacksonville. I was exposed to church music through the children's choir, youth choir all my life. And my music director, when I was in high school, took our choir to Jamaica. And it was a very large choir. So the choir sang at night. So he split the choir in half. And one choir would be singing in churches and the other choir would be touring the area. And so he needed someone to direct the other choir. So he taught me how to do that.
Oh, okay.
And from that experience, I realized that church music was what I wanted to do. And so when I graduated from high school, I looked at several different colleges, ended up at a very, very small college in Hattiesburg, Mississippi called William Carey College, and got my undergraduate degree in church music there. And then from there, I went to Southern Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, and got a master's degree in church music and a master's degree in music education, and then went to work as a full-time minister of music in churches. I served in Alabama. So I've served churches in Alabama, in Florida, South Carolina, and in Virginia. When I moved back to Virginia, I also got a degree from William & Mary in counseling. So I have a master's degree in counseling from William & Mary. When I came to the church in Williamsburg in 1998, folks would ask me, where'd you go to college? And I would say, William Carey College. And they would say, oh, William & Mary. And so after a while, I just finally said, yeah. And I did go to William & Mary, but not really for church music. So I've been at the church in Williamsburg now for a little over 25 years and have had a wonderful time. I met my wife in Virginia, Pocosin, Virginia, right out of, that's where I went. I forgot. It wasn't Alabama. It was Pocosin here in Virginia.
Okay. So you just really just kind of came back to Virginia then.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we sure did. We came back in 92 and I started there in 84. We came back in 92. And then I've been here ever since and have had a wonderful time. And Walnut Hills Baptist is just an amazing place to be. Wonderful people, very talented people like yourself.
No, thank you.
And it's just wonderful to work with folks there and continue to work in the music program there.
Yeah, well, you have been a huge blessing at Walnut Hills as well, especially not just with the longevity, but with your humility and your knowledge of music. And it never fails to amaze me when you're up there and you're going, yeah, there's something like over there that's not right. And I'm thinking, I'm glad he hears that because I don't.
Well, over time, you're able to pick up things like that.
Yes.
So I'm grateful that at 68 years old, I can still hear what I need to hear. So I'm hoping that will continue. But yes, getting it right is very important. And we do a great job. Our choir does a wonderful job doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, we do. We do. Now, I had asked you as part of the Christmas season to come in and help me to talk about traditions, Christmas traditions. And to me, music is just one of those that is very intricately involved with Christmas. The music, the carols, and the tradition of music at Christmas time has always meant a lot and touches me in very special ways. So I wanted you to come in and join with that conversation, since you do have a wealth of knowledge and experience in this department. So I will ask you, maybe, are there special musical traditions that you have from over the years?
Well, being in church music for so long, my first church was when I was in college in 1973. So I've dealt with churches for a long time. And of course, they expect seasonal musicals, Easter, Christmas, things like that. So for many, many years, I've been involved in church music in churches all over. And of course, Christmas is one of the largest parts of that, the Christmas music. And depending on the church, I'm involved in several different choirs, an adult choir, youth choirs, children's choirs, handbell groups. And then in our seasonal music, our Easter and Christmas, we always bring in a small orchestra. Half of it is made up of William and Mary students because they're extremely talented.
Yes, they are.
And we have a wonderful time with them. Our choir really enjoys adding that instrumental part to that. It's different than just having the piano or organ playing. We have the instruments. And that just makes a big, just a huge difference.
Yes, it does.
So we get started on our Christmas music fairly early in the fall, working towards having these musicals in December. And that's a tradition that the all churches do around Christmas. But of course, when Advent begins in late November or early December, we begin singing the Christmas carols, the many, many Christmas carols that there are. And our church, you can just see the happiness on their face when we begin singing those Christmas carols, because it's such a wonderful time of year. Folks just really enjoy that. Our church here has a long tradition of Christmas Eve service. And that's kind of the culmination of the Christmas season when we have that service, and we have very large attendance for that. So my Christmas remembrances as far as music is just working hard in the church, making sure that the programs are ready to go, making sure that the music is learned, making sure that all the soloists have it together, the narrator has it together, the instruments are all tuned up, and then we present the program. Working with other groups like handbells and children's choirs and ensembles, it's the same thing. You just work very hard. You choose the music, you plan it, you teach it, fine-tune it, and then you present it on Sunday mornings. Our people just seem to really enjoy it. I hear comments like, after we present the music, they'll say, well, this brings me to Christmas. This is what really starts my Christmas, is to hear that music. And they really, really seem to appreciate it and enjoy it, as well as the choir members. They work very, very hard and do a tremendous job. And they know it. You can see it on their face.
Yeah.
That they know they've done a good job. I'm very, very proud of them. I don't often tell them that.
Yes, you do.
but I hope they know how much I appreciate how hard they work. There's nothing I would rather do than be in front of a choir and a group of instruments and just sing. And I'm in my best place when I'm doing that. It's just, it's tremendous. It's just a tremendous feeling. Yeah. And I'm very thankful that God gave me the talent to be able to direct and teach and share the music traditions with our church.
He did. He did give you a gift to be able to keep all of that together. And I will do my best for one of the soloists to have their act together. But every now and again, that's questionable.
No, you'll do fine. you have a tremendous gift and a wonderful range. You'll do a great job, just like you've always done.
Oh, well, thank you. And I know I always enjoy the children. You mentioned keeping everything together. The children's choir is always so cute, but I really do think it's more like herding cats at times because they're all so wiggly and
oh, no kidding.
Yeah, but they always do such a good job, and it doesn't really matter because everybody loves their energy and their enthusiasm.
That's true. They do a great job, and they unfortunately wait till the very last minute to bring it together. If you could only see the dress rehearsal and everybody's pulling their hair out.
Oh my heavens,
we've got so much to do. But it's all inside the children. The children know when to turn it on. And they have fun during those rehearsals. They have a great time singing and playing and doing as children do. But when that Sunday morning starts and that music starts, it's like flipping a switch. And they know what to do, when to do it. They do a tremendous job, and everybody appreciates it. There's a lot in it. Props and all preparation for all that work, but it always comes together.
Yeah, somehow it does. It always comes together. And I have done some youth ministry, and I've also done shows, and somehow you always worry, but then it comes together at the last minute, and it's always touching. And you mentioned there's no place that you'd rather be in front of that. For me, at Christmas, it just isn't Christmas without Christmas music. It's just, if I just played my regular everyday music, it just, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like Christmas. And I do so enjoy the Christmas carols at Christmas time. And I'm a little sad because I don't think we get to touch on all of the favorites. even over 4 weeks, we don't get to touch all of the favorites that I have.
It is hard to get all that in. Our church has done different things. Several years ago, probably 10 or 12 years ago, we used to do a thing called Hanging of the Green, which is we bring the church together and we decorate the sanctuary in a worship service. Mm-hmm. And in that service, it's all about singing carols at the same time as we decorate. So I would bring in a much larger orchestra, and there wouldn't be a choir. It would just be an orchestra, and we would sing not just church carols, but we would sing all different types of even secular Christmas, and we would have Santa Claus show up, and it was a wonderful time. We haven't done that in a while, but in the past we've done that, and everybody got to sing a lot of carols and enjoy the instruments, and it was a fun time. We had a good time.
I think that does sound like a really fun time. It sounds a whole lot of fun. Well, to me, as far as the music goes, I don't really, the only biblical reference to music would be when the angels come, and it talks about the angels singing and the hallelujah and the celebration and the worship. So even though some of the songs that we sing at Christmas may or may not have so much of a biblical background, except for maybe the lyrics in the Christmas carols, that's more of the background behind that. And I think I've had a discussion with someone on some of the music itself may have some very interesting backgrounds in pubs and secular and all sorts of other places where people knew the music, but they changed the lyrics in order to tell about the story of Jesus, bring about some of that. And as far as that, as far as some of the music and the background, because I know you've had to do some musical theory, do you know what are some fun backgrounds of some of the songs that we sing at Christmas that you know about?
You know, I know really more about the non-Christmas hymns than I do Christmas. And you're absolutely right. Many of the hymn tunes that we sing that are in our hymnal, were developed through secular composers, mm-hmm. and then the hymn, which when you use the word hymn, you really are only talking about the words, then there's what's called the hymn tune, and that's the tune that is put with the words, and so many of the hymn tunes were developed through secular composers, and as you said, they were brought together with the words. And that's what we've been singing. Now, as far as the Christmas carols, I don't think there's been as much of that going on. I think the Christmas carols were specifically written for Christmas, the secular as well as the sacred. Mm-hmm. And I've not done a lot of research into Christmas carols. I really actually know more about non-Christmas hymns than Christmas hymns. But, there's hymns are very, very old. They go way, way back. So it's hard to, you'd have to do some deep research to really find out more about that. I just enjoy them as you do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a large number of those hymns in our hymnal. And as you said, we try to do as many as we can each Sunday, and because everybody loves to sing them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. And it's the music, it's the tune, and also the lyrics that helped me to focus, because I know the Christmas season can be very, very busy. You mentioned, you've got the handbells and you've got the youth and you've got the adult choir. And then I suspect you have at least some life outside of the church musicals. And we get all these other traditions that are going on at Christmas. And sometimes we can very easily lose focus of what Christmas is supposed to be about, which is the birth of Christ. And I love how the music is able to somewhat center me. And even if I am playing it in the background while I'm doing other stuff, it really brings about the joy and the magic and the wonder and keeps me focused on what the real meaning of Christmas is.
That's what it's all about. And I think that's what touches the hearts of our folks at church when they begin the Christmas season, and when we do the lighting of the Advent wreath, and we begin to sing the Christmas carols. And it will focus and center folks on the real reason for Christmas. When we present our music, not only does it touch the hearts of those that are listening, but it really, I can see it in the eyes of the folks that are singing.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling that, and they're focusing, and they understand how important it is to be able to communicate the Christmas message to the folks.
Yeah, it really does. It really pulls at my heartstrings. And I sometimes, when I'm singing different songs at Christmas time, sometimes I have to try to take a little bit of the emotion out, or I can't get through the song.
That's true. That's true.
But I know some of my favorites. To me, it's just not Christmas without What Child Is This, which the tune is Greensleeves, and that was around a long time before the song What Child Is This was around. Right. So they took that tune that was very popular. It was a secular tune and put What Child Is This words to it. And that's one of my favorite Christmas songs or Christmas carols. Mm-hmm. And also, there's just something about the Hallelujah chorus from Handel's Messiah.
Well, that's true. It's wonderful to sing, and it's very majestic. And I think I learned that in college and have sung it so many times. And it's a great, wonderful piece.
Yeah. Well, do you have any favorite Christmas carols that you like?
I think probably O Come All Ye Faithful or Joy to the World are probably my two most favorite. When I'm singing those or directing those, that's where I feel Christmas more. Mm. And you can't get away from it. You learned it as a child. You experienced Christmas as a child. That never goes away. You always remember Christmas from the earliest memories. You always remember how important and how wonderful Christmas was. And music is so much a part of that. You can't go anywhere during the Christmas season without hearing Christmas music. It's just part of the experience. It's part of that time. And it's the same thing at church. That's what we do.
I know they've done studies and there's scientific evidence even when we sing that the music helps us remember stuff. That's why they teach children songs to help them remember. And there are things that if I had to just straight memorize it, I would have a very difficult time doing it. But if you set it to music and you can sing it, and then when you look at kids' songs and you put all the hand motions to it, you're getting your whole body involved, you really remember it better.
That's true. That's true. When I was in high school, there was a song, the Gettysburg Address, that they actually set to music. And we learned that. And so I can pretty much recite the entire Gettysburg Address because I sung it. I sang it way back in high school.
Yeah.
And there's other pieces like "Twas the Night Before Christmas," that poem, that was also set to music.
Okay.
And I learned that piece too. So you're absolutely right. It's much easier to remember something that's set to music than it is to try to just memorize it on its own.
Yeah, I think of Schoolhouse Rock and I'm like, I can sing the preamble of the Constitution. I grew up, that's my childhood. So Saturday morning cartoons and Schoolhouse Rock, you know, we the people. And somebody out there is going in order to finishing that sentence because they knew the song. And there's so many good ones, Joy to the World and O Come All Ye Faithful. And then I mentioned What Child Is This? Then when you listen to the words and that meaning behind, as far as What Child Is This, you think how much Jesus really defied everyone's expectations. Even though he may have said he's coming lowly, to be born as a little baby in a manger, he wasn't born in a castle. There wasn't a grand announcement. It wasn't what we would think of as a King of Kings birth story. And that always touches me about that song and then thinking about the angels and just kind of tells the whole story behind it. But that's one of the things that I like about that song. And then when we listen to other songs, just that reminder, that awe and the wonder, but then the story behind it and how it is joyful and that. What are some of your thoughts on those Christmas carols and how it really leads you into a deeper thinking of the Christmas season?
Music touches individuals in a way that nothing else can.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody experiences it differently. In the many years of being in the music ministry, I am constantly reminded by our folks that music and worship is such an important element to that worship experience. You know, you also have speaking and preaching and scripture and prayer, but music often takes people to a completely different place, and it touches them in a very personal way that nothing else can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas music, it actually goes a little bit deeper.
Yeah,
I guess because of the Christmas season and all the memories, as I mentioned earlier, you experience Christmas when you're very, very young. Everybody has hopefully good memories of times when they were young and experiencing Christmas with family and all that brings. And even the commercial part of it, the presents and Santa Claus and all that, those are good times. Those are good memories. And even though we're talking about church music and church Christmas songs, it all comes together. It's all part of this experience. And so I think that when we begin singing those Christmas songs and Christmas carols, it just brings all that back together. And every year we build on the memories that we had prior to that. So there's more going on every single year.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I love how you mentioned with the memories, hopefully we do have good memories as a child, and just adding on to that and the idea of a good father and up in heaven and loving us and giving us the greatest gift of all. One of the things I mentioned to you at the beginning that I like to ask, because I think the holidays, we can easily get caught up in what is, but that's another special time that I think God can really use the Christmas season to speak to us and nudge us in maybe what he wants to have us do going forward. So what would you say to encourage someone who's feeling God really touch them during the holidays to step out and do something? Now, what would you say to encourage them to do it?
Being a minister is an altogether different vocation.
Mm-hmm.
Being a minister is being called of God to minister. And when I was very young, when I was in high school, and I knew I loved music from the very beginning, and I knew that music was going to be a part of my life. But you have to wait and you have to listen and you have to understand what God is saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very lucky in high school when my music director saw the potential and took the time to develop that potential into allowing me to experience being a director very young in life. And that was what made me understand that this is what I needed to do. And it's about listening. It's about understanding. And I think that if you're feeling something, whether it's Christmas or whether it's any other time, if you feel God calling you to that, then you need to spend a lot of time listening and praying and trying to understand what he wants you to do. I know that when my wife and I moved back here in 1992, I went from being full-time to part-time music. And I was working outside the church, and I was working part-time in the church. And I was actually doing just youth work. I wasn't doing music work. The church that I was working in had a music director. And so I was doing youth ministry, and then I did miss the music part, the musical part of that. But I know that the music director he was part-time also, and then something happened, and he had to miss a Christmas musical. So he asked me to fill in for him, and I did that. And that was God's way of reminding me that even though I was doing youth ministry, that's not what he called me to do.
Mm-hmm.
He called me to do music ministry. At that point, I found out about Walnut Hills. They were looking for a music director, and I very quickly applied for the job, got the job, and switched over from youth ministry to music ministry. And then at that point, I realized, as happy as I thought I was doing youth ministry, I was wrong. And, you know, God has a very subtle way of reminding you that this is what he wants you to do.
Yeah.
And if you listen and you understand, then you'll be happy. You'll be happy doing what he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy. And it's been a wonderful 25 years. It continues to be wonderful here. And what makes it so wonderful is God's blessings and how he blesses me and my family with the folks at Walnut Hills. It's all about relationships.
Yeah.
It's all about relationships.
Yeah, building those up and then, yeah, okay. Well, thank you. And yes, good advice to just listen and take advantage and be faithful. If maybe you have to step away for a little bit, keep being faithful and he'll nudge you back on. He'll find a way.
He sure will.
He will find a way.
He does. He always does.
Yes. So, John, if people want to head over, because I know the Christmas program that we do will be online on the website and lots of other places. What is the church's website if they want to go and listen to some of that and hear it?
It's whbconline.org. So that's WHBC, like Walnut Hills Baptist Church, the word online.org.
Okay. Wonderful.
And the children's musical is December 3rd. That's the first Sunday. You can watch it in person or you can watch it online. And then the adult musical is the 10th, 10:30 in person or online. And then the Handbells will be playing the next Sunday on the 17th. So those three Sundays in a row will be our music programs.
Very good. Well, we will encourage people to head on over online and either catch it live or catch it later. And John, thank you for joining me to talk about Christmas music and traditions and share about yourself and everything else. Really appreciate you joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me. And I appreciate all you do for us and for our church.
Thanks so much for joining me today on A Woman's Heart with Lisa Granger, where we offer hope, encouragement, and real-life application to walk closer to God. Today's conversation is part of a series on Christmas traditions, which I pray will help you enjoy the holiday season and point you to Jesus, whose birth we are celebrating. I would love to know what some of your favorite Christmas traditions are. You can let me know on social media or email me at lisa@lisagranger.com. For a bonus episode from a previous Christmas series on People of the Nativity, head to my website, lisagranger.com, or follow on your favorite podcast platform. Merry Christmas.